The 2022-23 federal budget announced yesterday has promised a revival of its national cultural policy to undo the massive cuts suffered by the industry during the pandemic and the coalition's government policies. Labor has undone the freeze on indexation faced by public broadcasters like the ABC, who will receive $83.7 million to revive the programs that were cut during the pandemic. The Australian Council of Arts will also witness added funding and responsibility through its merger with the Creative Partnerships Australia. However, the amount of redundancies and work delegation post the abolition of creative partnerships remains unclear. Misbah Ansari reports.
It's a revised budget of the 2022-23 year. And so it's a new government having a first go at, you know, tidying things up, trying to reduce the deficit. And so I think not many people were expecting anything substantial by way of big change in this budget for the arts. Also because the Arts Minister, Tony Burke, has been leading a process around developing a new national cultural policy, has already said lots of times that that's going to be released later on this year. And, of course, everyone's been participating in that development. So I think this was one where, you know, hopes are always high that there'll be some substantial things for the arts. Expectations were pretty low.
So main focus of the arts funding has been towards the ABC receiving $83.7 million for the next 4 years, whereas hardly any new art initiatives have been announced. Will this affect the diversity of artistic expressions, especially from the less established arts organisations?
Unless there is substantial investment in the arts soon, it's going to affect the diversity culturally in terms of age, in terms of regional and urban, all of that. So it's great that all that is going into the thinking around the cultural policy. All the government's done is to reverse a previous government policy where they weren't indexing their funds. That means every year they weren't giving them more money to account for inflation. So it's like a real cut every year because everything gets more expensive. So what they're saying is we're going to end that policy and there's going to be that tiny, you know, that sort of a few percentage increment every year. And similarly, there's been a little bit of new funding announced for the Australia Council going into the next 3 or 4 years, but that's just savings that are coming from merging Creative Partnerships Australia into the Australia Council.
So Creative Partnerships Australia is going to be abolished and all the work will be transferred to the Australian Council of Arts. How will this affect redundancies and organisation of work in this sector in general?
The fact that they've said that Creative Partnerships is going to be abolished suggests that the people who are working there will no longer be employed, which is concerning because, you know, these are people who are really, really deeply connected into the sector. But then the announcement is also that the functions are going to be merged into the Australia Council. So it could be that some people might stay employed. For example, Creative Partnerships Australia has offices in every state and the Australia Council doesn't. So this is a possibility for the Australia Council to have a much greater presence and actually be where artists are, not just in Sydney, and so, you know, not risk having a terribly Sydney-centric view, but actually have people who are based everywhere and able to see work, understand how the sector really works. You know, all of that is so important. I hope what will happen is that we'll see a strengthened Australia Council with, you know, really connected, engaged staff all across Australia who can support the development of the arts and cultural sector more comprehensively.
How can the national cultural policy help boost the community arts, especially after the massive negligence they faced after COVID and the cuts executed by the coalition government?
The pandemic showed us just how hungry we all are, you know, to see work, to make things. You know, how many people do you know who took up creative hobbies during the pandemic and maybe thought of it as a hobby as opposed to, you know, your own cultural expression and creative and self-expression? And then, of course, people, you know, stuck at home trying to look after our health, but also looking at stuff on streaming services or trying to organise Zoom meetings and everything. And that showed us just how poor internet access is, for example, regionally in Australia, and also showed us how concerning, how disturbing it is that the previous government decided to slash.
RMIT Schools of Arts Honorary Associate Professor Esther Antolis ending that report there.